The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
An intriguing 24 hours has emerged whereby Leo met Boris in the Wirral. They saw a pathway to a deal, which meant, essentially, I think, knowing the Irish and EU disposition, that it was a Northern Ireland backstop for slow learners. In other words, that Northern Ireland would not only stay in the European single market, would stay in the customs union as well. And obviously, the signal from Stephen Barclay, the Brexit secretary to Barnier, has allowed the tunnel talks apparently to proceed over the weekend, all building up to the summit, of course, on the 17th and 18th. Meanwhile, the DUP has issued a statement, which I'll come to in a moment. So let's cross to Darren McCaffrey, political editor of NBC Euronews in Brussels. All right, let's first of all focus on Barnier. He met the 27 EU ambassadors. What did he say to them, Darren?
That's a really good question, because actually one of the interesting things of the last 24 hours, and you're right, it has been quite extraordinary, Ivan, in many regards, because, you know, not that long ago we thought that a deal looked nigh impossible, is actually how, with the intensification of these negotiations, everything's really gone into shutdown. In a sense that up until now, we've got very used to leaks coming, particularly, it must be said, from the EU side about what Britain was proposing, so that they could be dismissed rather publicly. That's not happened this time round, which gives you the sense that potentially they are, well, that they are looking at what has been posed quite seriously. But what we do think, as you say, is that we seem to be, that Britain is moving towards a kind of Northern Ireland backstop only. It will be called something else. It may well be a fudge of it, but essentially Northern Ireland effectively stays inside the customs union. But for the purposes of trade, it also has access to the UK customs union as well, and will be able to take advantage of those big trade deals that Britain hopes to sign with other nations around the world.
Let me be crude. The interpretation on the issue of the customs and consent is that Boris has blinked and thrown the DUP under the bus.
At the moment, you would have to conclude that is where we're at. Boris Johnson twice today refused to answer whether Northern Ireland will leave the customs union when he was asked by the press. So this puts the DUP in quite a tricky position, because ultimately, you know what, we may well end up not terribly far away from a Northern Ireland backstop, but politics in the UK has changed. Boris Johnson is now Prime Minister. People who may well have opposed her deal, including, it must be said, the current British Prime Minister himself, may well want to see Brexit delivered, because people across the UK and across Europe are a bit sick to the back teeth of it and do want to somewhat move on. And that puts the DUP in a difficult position, because ultimately, for whatever you think about them and for whatever they say in public about being prepared to leave with no deal, they also want to see a deal. So if they can somehow put some lipstick on this pig somehow to get the deal over the line, I think they may be prepared to do that. And you're right, they've issued a statement in the last couple of minutes or so, in which they essentially just set out their position, but really make it clear that they're not necessarily opposed to a post-Brexit customs partnership with the EU, as long as it means they can still participate in the UK's customs union, which gives them wriggle room potentially to back this deal.
But hold on a second. Their principled position, their raison d'etre, the whole point of the DUP is to preserve the economic and constitutional integrity of all parts of the United Kingdom. In other words, that Londonderry, for them, is the same as Leeds. And this means that it ain't.
This is true. It will mean that there will be checks east-west between Northern Ireland and the rest of Great Britain. It will be, in part, a customs border post down the Irish Sea that we've heard talked about so much. But what is the alternative? The alternative is that the DUP might find themselves quite isolated in all of this, because crucial, of course, will not just be what the DUP have to say about this, but it will be what the ERG have to say. Now, Jacob Rees-Mogg, when he headed up the ERG, when Theresa May essentially proposed quite a similar thing, called it silly, and said he couldn't think of anything that was sillier and called it a betrayal of good common sense. But he is now in government. It is also must be noted, of course, that, you know, we are feeling our way around in the dark. We don't really have the ultimate detail of all of this. And the Prime Minister has been speaking to the DUP. Notably, he did that before he met with the other yesterday.
Okay, well, that's the position on the customs. The other issue is consent. So the first offer was interpreted as a veto on any change for the DUP. In other words, a majority of unionists could say after a time limit that they could object to have, you know, a stopgap in relation to it. It does seem, listening to Julian Smith, the Northern Secretary, that that has changed also, that that is not the case, that it's now a kind of Northern Ireland in the round in totality, either a majority of Stormont or some form of plebiscite that would give a change to be endorsed. In other words, that the check on it would no longer be the preserve of the DUP. So that's how they explained the change on the single market, you know, the alignment of the regulatory position between the EU and North and South. They don't even have that.
Well, it looks like, I mean, from what we can understand here in Brussels is that, yeah, you're right, Michel Barnier is given the impression that they have moved on this idea of consent, that essentially it will be open to a majority in Stormont if it sits, and, you know, a place that hasn't sat for the last 2.5 years, or potentially some other type of referendum to decide this, you know, every 4 years. Clearly, the EU did not want one particular section of the community or indeed one particular party to have a veto on this process. Again, if there is to be a deal, there would have to have been movement on that. And is that good for the DUP? Clearly, it's not if they have managed, in effect, to give up their effective veto on this process. But I come back to the politics.
I have to say to you, like, surely someone in the DUP might have saw all this coming 3 or 4 years ago and said, you know what, Brexit, as John Major said, Brexit isn't a very good idea, you know what I mean, if you want to preserve Scotland and Northern Ireland in the same country. You know what I mean? In other words, John Major said the reason he was against Brexit was because it would result in the breakup of the UK. That's exactly what's now emerging.
Well, I mean, that is certainly a question for the DUP. And the problem, of course, for the UK government is if this is where we potentially end up, I mean, it will not just be voices in Belfast that might be upset about this deal in terms of divergence from the rest of the UK, but there'll be other parts of the UK, Ivan, notably Scotland, who may well be calling for a similar type deal, because this could be very economically advantageous for Northern Ireland. But as I say, I mean, the DUP will have to try, if this is true, I keep repeating, if this is true, they will have to try and sell this to their own base. But I come back to the point is that essentially, if the ERG wing of the party are on board with this possible plan because they do want to get Brexit delivered because it is in the best interests, not just of the UK, but of the Conservative government, that the DUP really might not have much choice apart from asking for a bit more money for their consent. All I would add is we're talking about the prospects of a deal here, Ivan. You know, there are a lot of people in Brussels still saying, you know, this is not quite the tunnel yet. This is not, you know, the precipice of a deal. We've got a long way to go.
Final question. The summit is on next Thursday and Friday, isn't that right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. When is the point beyond which they just don't have the mechanics, the logistics, with 27 governments to sign off on it for this to materialise one way or the other? And could you have the intriguing possibility that they'd all come back a week later before the 31st?
And that is entirely possible. So the next, I mean, Donald Tusk, first of all, made it very clear today that if there was no concrete proposals on the table from the UK, he was prepared publicly to say that a deal was not possible. Hence why today was so crucial in that process. Foreign Affairs Ministers are meeting next Tuesday in Luxembourg. Again, that will be a pretty notable period when very senior politicians will get a sense of where this process is at, all in the same room. Next Thursday and Friday here in Brussels, will it be signed off? That is still pretty unlikely given the tight timetable. You're right, we might well see another summit the following week here in Brussels. That is if a deal is to be done. And that still means, Ivan, that we may not still see the UK leave on October 31st, because it's not just about getting a deal in Brussels. It means also passing that legislation in the UK Parliament, which is on before October 31st, which might not be possible. So Boris Johnson, even if he gets a deal, may have to ask the UK for a very short extension to get the deal over the line in Westminster and pass the necessary legislation. So there are a lot more twists and turns.
And notwithstanding that, though, where there's a political way, there's a way of achieving it. All right, my thanks as always to Darren. Darren McCaffrey is the political editor of NBC Euronews, talking to us in Brussels with the very latest. Every time you hear politicians aren't saying anything, that means something meaningful is happening.